Mr. Speaker, I welcome the opportunity to speak to this chamber today, not only as a representative of the Foyle constituency, but as a community member who has long since seen the devastating effects of mental health in Foyle and beyond, most recently in my own home. I stand today to offer hope, compassion and genuine care to those who are walking the complex journey that is mental health illness. To anyone who is listening, who is currently walking this journey, you are seen, you are valued, and your struggle does not define your worth. Mental health is a universal human experience. It does not discriminate. It does not care about your postcode. It does not care about your politics. It doesn't care about your profession, whether you live in the waterside, the city side, whether you're a business owner or a student at McGee University. The pain of depression or the grip of trauma can affect anyone. In Foyle, we are a resilient people, but resilience does not have to mean suffering alone. It means being able to say, I am not okay, and knowing that your community will rally around you. And when you say you need help, this is a brave step to take. It's not an easy one. We must also be honest about the consequences of an action. In Northern Ireland, we carry a unique legacy of trauma that continues to cast a long shadow on our citizens. When mental health support fails, the ripples are felt everywhere. Most tragically, in the home, where heartbreak is felt by suicide and one life lost is one too many. We know that one in five adults here will face mental health challenges. These aren't just statistics, they are our neighbours, our friends, our colleagues and our family members. They're valued individuals. Importantly, there is always hope. In Foyle, we are blessed with incredible organisations, therapists, the NHS, charities and churches. There is help out there. These services are the heartbeat of our city's recovery, but they can't do it alone. As an MLA, I am committed to doing my part, to listening, to learning, and to being proactive on this issue. Let us replace the stigma of past attitudes towards mental health with the compassion and hope of a bright future, of help when required, and of a deeper understanding from us all.